Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I need a double cheeseburger and hold the lettuce. Don't be frozen, son. No cheese on the buns. We be up in this drive thru. Order for two. I got a craving for a number nine, just like my shoe.
Yo, what is going on? And welcome to another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, the beautiful game of life, part of the Believe Network. I'm Ramsey Abushala, editor of UrbanPitch.com, co-executive director of Vibes, Julio Monterosa, Bridget Flores. What's up, y'all?
What is going on? Thank you for saying my name today. I know, last time.
Well, we were signing off.
Got a little caught up.
It was a fun episode.
It was, yeah,
for y'all.
My head was not in the right space towards the end of that episode, you know, for reasons. You know, I'll just leave it out there for interpretation.
Yeah. All right.
But it's just us today. It's been a minute since we had a solo episode. But
yep. Solo dolo.
We're doing this on the heels of another big El Tráfico rivalry match over the weekend. By the time this airs, it'll be a little bit of time have passed. But hopefully we can kind of reignite this discussion because this is something that I wanted to talk about because you guys were at the game. Mm-hmm. I was
there.
Yeah. I was watching season pass on Apple TV. But it was another, I mean, this rivalry doesn't miss. I think it's something that I think we should talk about here being in LA and mm-hmm. And just like from the energy from at least from watching from TV or watching on TV, the energy was there. The you know, there's controversy. There's mm-hmm. like all the I mean, it almost seems scripted at this point. Like, there's no straightforward El Tráfico game where, maybe it's a 1-1 tie or 1-0 with victory where it's not very eventful and, mm-hmm. you know, maybe one thing happens. But I feel like it's always an event.
Packed. Yeah, it's always packed with – it's an eventful moment, eventful time. The memories come out, but you'll never be bored at a
game. Exactly.
Celebrities was out there. Like
the celebrities was out.
Yeah. So what was the vibes like at the stadium?
Let's see. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, it was great. Like, honestly,
because I know
like,
you got there a little earlier, right?
Yeah, so it was great. First of all, like, as much like hype that it is, as much as like some of the violence takes over the game, if you go to Tree Lane, like, it was as many LAFC people there was the Galaxy people. They were all intermingled. There was no like get away from us. Like, no, it was like everybody was friends during that. I know the supporter groups are going to be supporter groups. They might take a little overboard, but that's what they do. But besides that, it was like a lot of family oriented, a lot of friends, like older generation going for Galaxy, younger generation going for LAFC, talking a little banter talk, mm-hmm. but all in good fun, sharing drinks, mm-hmm. sharing shots. Like it was all like great fun, and it trickled down into the stadium because you see like, of course they had their support section up. 213, I believe.
216.
216. Yeah. 217. And then you had the 3252 where they had, but like in the stadium, you see the intermingle. Like, of course, there was more LAFC fans, but you would see the scattered LA Galaxy jerseys in those seats. So mm-hmm. it was great. It was great for the league. It showed that even though like there's some beef, like people can still enjoy and make it a fun event. The pre-fest was amazing. We talked about the game. The game had a lot of drama, but it was like, it could have gone either way.
Yeah.
It was great. Honestly, it was fun. And like, I sat down next to my friends that are all Galaxy fans. So it was great. Like a lot of banter talking back and forth. It was fun. Honestly, probably like one of the more wholesome like El Tráficos I've been to.
Yeah. I think going off of that, I agree with the wholesome aspect of it. And I think this is also just like to our experience, right? Because I have also heard, I think after the game, if anything, more than before, like there was a lot of like, scuffling.
Yeah, the drinks were already
poured. The drinks kick in, all of that.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoffs. All the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow all your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet Online, where the game starts.
But aside from that, leading up to the game, there was a lot of activity outside. There was a lot of engagement, families. You could see just how many families there are in LA that are divided. and they showed up together as a group, right? Like half of them were LAFC, half of them were Galaxy. They were sitting together. They were outside sipping together. It was really cool to see the amount of growth that both these teams have brought out based off of this rivalry. And I think that it only goes to show just how big soccer can be, but also how powerful it can be when you like really vibe to your team and like you're really invested in the culture behind it, you know, regardless of what team you go for. I think that this rivalry speaks volumes to like the future of soccer football in the U.S. And I think that this game caught a lot of attention in the U.S. and even outside. And it's just really exciting for me to like see that. In the stadium, it's always fun to see, because I get in a little bit early, so it's always fun to see just like the stadium gets empty, is like a little empty. Yeah. And then out of nowhere, you just see it hella packed. Like everybody's there and everybody's in there with excitement, with energy. Like, and you know what? Shout out to the Galaxy supporters, because they were up and standing the whole game and you could hear them chanting. I think this is one of the very few supporters, at least, that have come to BMO that I've actually heard and seen committed to like their team. So they were doing their thing, you know, and I think that that helps, because obviously their team wants to hear their fans, but nothing competes or compares to 3252. And they showed out. I think that this game for LAFC, I think a lot of like the fans showed up with all the energy that they could give to the team to let them know that regardless of where we're at, regardless of how the season has been, we're here for you all and we're here to support you, and 90 minutes plus we're chanting for you type vibe. And I think that that really resonates for the players, and like they really thrive off of that, and I think that they showed it on the field, you know. I think it meant a lot for both teams, but I think LAFC needed the win more than Galaxy.
Right. Yeah. I mean, going into this game, I mean, people were saying, you know, it's a must win for LAFC. Things, especially to their standards, haven't really gone the way that they're accustomed to going. And we talked about it heading into the season, you know, could this be a potential rebuild year? You know, I don't think the expectation, like last year, I feel like it's like, oh, we're running it back. You know, I feel like that was the vibe around what LAFC had going into the into last season after, you know, winning the MLS Cup in 2022. This year, I feel like the expectations were a little bit tempered, but still, even with that tempering, it wasn't exactly the start. You know, there's a couple of losses in there that just might, like
the Colorado game, first of all, I don't even count
Colorado game. I mean, that's its own thing, but there's, you know, a few others that were a little head scratching, a little perplexing from this team. But they have shown, you know, they have shown flashes. I think, was it the Nashville game? Was it like 5-2 or 5-1 or something like
and
that?
And like, honestly, this game, they play like LAFC soccer. They came out, they were really aggressive. Had a goal 3 minutes in.
Five minutes in.
I think it's Tillman's third goal of the season. So he's coming into a hot start.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just playing really, really well. The wings were attacking, like they look like LAFC of old. But then again, shout out to Galaxy from their back line. I forget the Asian center back's name.
Yeah.
I think he is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Ricky Puig, that guy's a straight up stud. Out there, I believe he was the outside back. He balled out. I think he's the one that scored on us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and like you can tell, like that team is a strong team. And it should have been 3-2 LAFC. Boanga had an open goal that he missed.
Yeah.
But LA Galaxy had their chance as well. It could have gone either way. If we want to talk about the controversy.
Yeah, sure. What do you guys think?
Because home court advantage plays a big role in most of these games. We saw it today, even with the Champions League Arsenal, that was
tough. I don't know about that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. Like, there's going to be controversy. And, like, even if the top five, the biggest tournament in the world has something like that, last-minute penalty that doesn't get called, like, whatever. Like, there's going to be missed calls. In real time, it looked like a penalty.
Yeah, so for those that maybe missed out on the game, we're talking about the Denny Bouanga penalty/foul/dive that ended up leading to the game-winning goal.
The game-winning goal, yeah.
In real time, I was, because you guys were at the stadium, I was watching at home. I was watching on my phone because I was, you know, out with friends and we were doing other things, but without the sound. So I was watching and I saw the moment and I was like, oh, you know, foul. You know, that's aggressive in tackle in the box. Yeah. Then he sold the, you know, he sold it. He did a good job with that. And, you know, so I missed the replays. I missed, you know, I saw that they were doing the VAR. I maybe, like, looked at a couple of them, but there's other stuff going on. And then I saw him, you know, score the goal and all this and that. So I missed the commentary from, you know, the announcers. And then I wasn't on social media at the time. But then after the game, I hopped on Twitter. The Galaxy fans were going crazy. And in my head, I was like, yo, was it really that bad? And then I looked at the slow motion replays, and it's a little bit questionable, a little bit, definitely a very aggressive tackle in the box.
As a kid, you're taught not to, like, slide inside the box.
And it's in a moment of desperation, it works, and I think that was a desperate moment. But it looked like kind of clean. It looked like he hit the ball first, and then Denny was dragging his feet. Maybe I think they might have
He's already diving when his feet get
touched.
That's
true, that's true. LAFC definitely benefited from the fact that the call was made in their favor initially. I think if the call was no foul and they went to review it, I don't think they wouldn't have overturned it. So it's one of those that's too close to overturn, but the call in the field is going to be the one that stays. But, you know, Galaxy fans, of course, they're going to be mad at that. Of course, they have every right to be, but that's just how it goes. And they're going to get their chance, I think. Do they play at Rose Bowl and then at Dignity Health, or is it just Rose Bowl?
I think they play at the Rose Bowl.
No, I think it's just Rose Bowl.
Just Rose Bowl, and that's it.
And then
so,
if anything comes up after that.
That's interesting, because last year they played three times, right?
Did
in
they?
The regular
in
the regular
in the last
season, so, yeah.
3 years, they played, like, multiple times.
Well, because of U.S. Open Cup and playoffs.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about regular season play. I think they had the Rose Bowl game and then two other, like, home, like,
now that they added more teams, it's just two.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know, man. It's definitely something to be upset about, but it just fuels that rivalry even more. And that's good, because, you know, it gives more fuel to the banter back and forth between the fans, which I think, you know, we've talked about has gone a little bit stale, you know, the whole Chivas and Carson stuff, but it crosses the line every once in a while. And then we saw that with the Galaxy's statement with Joseph Painsil facing.
Yeah,
some,
I don't know what, honestly, I tried to look into it, but I just couldn't find
what
was said.
It doesn't matter what was said exactly, because I was looking for it too. I missed it initially, but
that's never okay.
Yeah. And I mean, it just shows, like, you know, we can't have nice things.
Yeah.
No,
you know,
we can't.
Because this is something, like you guys were saying, that this rivalry has been so good for the league. And, you know, there's animosity, and we've seen firsthand, you know, stuff that goes way too far. And the fact that, you know, it's becoming, you know, wholesome is I don't know if that's the right word, but it's
like a good
aggressive
good banter.
There's an edge to it for sure, but it's not like crossing lines where people are, you know, making you know, death threats or getting into, like, physical,
like,
altercation, like massive physical altercation.
I saw one altercation. It was basically, but it was like,
that's a given.
It was Galaxy on Galaxy. Like,
oh, no way.
Yeah, it was like
friendly
fire. They were walking down. It was two girls just going at, I don't know what happened.
Oh.
They look kind of drunk, but, you know, usually every year I don't know, probably because I have never been on that side, but this year they had, like, gates, like, they blocked them off, like, there was no way you can get close to them.
And that's another thing too, is as the rivalry evolves, the security measures start to evolve.
And then, like, nobody else can get in there unless you were a Galaxy fan. So these girls are walking out by that barricade, which it was, like, straight from your seat straight to
exit.
Kicked out the gate. Two girls are just going at it, and we're like, dang, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So we're thinking it's LAFC fan, but then we look at the gates, and, like, yeah, there's no LAFC fans in there.
They were in white.
And they were wearing two white shirts, and they were going at it. Wow. So it got to, like, oh, so we were all like, yay.
Yeah, and I mean, that stuff happens no matter what, like, no matter where you go. I mean,
everybody was just around trying to instigate it, but it was, like, Galaxy fans instigating the two girls fighting.
Yeah. But, I mean, going back to the initial point of, like, things crossing the line, it's like, you know, And it's been across both fan bases. Like, we've seen LAFC fans say stuff about, you know,
overboard
Raheem Edwards, yeah, and, you know, a lot of other Galaxy players, and LA Galaxy fans do the same. So it's not a Galaxy thing. It's not an LAFC thing. It's just a like, fan no, come
thing.
On, man.
It's a
like,
fan thing.
Like, this is sports.
Like,
you know?
Don't take it to that extent. Yeah, like, yeah, there's no need to get
at that level
ignorant about right. like yeah. the sport, you
there's
know
plenty
like,
of other things that you can go at and so still much, be you know wild and yeah, crazy yeah. And say stuff that's like you know in like inflammatory without like crossing a line and getting yeah. into stuff like that,
like that yeah. already exists on our day-to-day mm. and so many people have to deal with that, and sports is a place for a lot of us to like go and just relieve stress and just feel like you're in a community and feel like even if you have rival teams, like you're still part of the same culture. So for it to go to that extent, it's just like there's just no point for that. Yeah. And like it's insensitive and it's inconsiderate, and you're discrediting like what we're trying to build here, and it's not okay. And I yeah. think that goes further than the MLS, it goes just like beyond what's happening over in like the European leagues, you know, the yeah. Premier Leagues. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
to see it happening there, it's just like we should be learning from that.
Yeah, like Vinicius is tearing
yeah,
up.
In, like yeah, like everything that Vinicius has been going through, everything he stands for, his teammates are standing up with him. Like, if anything, we should be more self-aware of that and show and be an example out here in the U.S. where yeah. we should be showing more in embracing the diversity.
Don't get me wrong. Like, we all like a friendly banter, but when it comes to, like, talking about race or, like, something culture, personal, culture, yeah. like, leave that out of there, because it's nothing about that. It's about the two teams. Make fun of the teams. Talk about how you got your 5 championships.
Right.
Talk about how we're the last champion. Like, keep it there. Like, keep it soccer-wise.
Talk first to one.
Yeah, first
to
one.
Talk about the jerseys.
Make fun, yeah, first
talk
to one.
About,
talk about jerseys.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, both jerseys look fire.
Yeah. And
in person, both yeah, jerseys look yeah. fire. So, like, let's just celebrate that, honestly, LA's on the map. LAFC's climbing that hill. Galaxy's in the top, on top of that hill. And let's enjoy it, because this means, like, soccer in LA is going to be fun this year, plus right. all that new soccer mm-hmm. Coming in from all the international games. So it's just gonna be a fun year to be a LA fan, especially, and a soccer fan, just right. a soccer fan.
Yeah and I want to talk about the other like fun banter, because I think we've talked about this on like the kind of back and forth between LAFC and LA Galaxy fans, where you know, initially it was the whole, you know, LA, we're LAFCs. We're the heart of LA. Y'all are in Carson. Y'all are not even in the city. Mm-hmm. And then Galaxy are going, okay, you guys were born out of Chivas. Y'all are a failed franchise. You guys, you know, manufactured all these fans, whatever. I think initially that was like the lowest hanging fruit. That was like the most obvious stuff. Like 5 years, 6 years on, like, we need to come up with some new stuff. There, we got to get some material. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what needs to be. And there's been plenty of stuff that's gone on the field that's like, a source for new stuff. But what is your guys' thoughts? Because you guys are more fans than I am of the team. Do you like interact with people? Do you like get into like, you know, yeah. banter, talking with? I know Julio does with his friends.
No, but I feel like if you're gonna go banter, talk about Ely's hair, Puig's long shorts. Like, let's keep it there. Like,
yeah. The
Spaniards are doing a lot of the talking with their style
yeah.
for both teams.
Yeah, some even La Masia. Like, what's going on out there? Like,
one's wearing basketball shorts. One's wearing like.
He's got the DMX
braids,
the box braids, bro. Yeah. Like,
I had to do a double take on Puig. I was like, whoa, like them shorts is crazy.
Hey, those are normal size shorts. Nah, hey. Those are adult mediums.
He's trying. You know?
So like, it's the Spaniards that doing a lot of material for both teams. But yeah, like, I think it should just be more like, keep it on the team. Keep it, like, first of all, like, even though it's a low hanging fruit, I know you hate that banner talk, but that's a great point. Keep it there. Like, all right, you come from a failed franchise. Most of your fans, if you look at their history, they were Chivas USA fans before they were LAFC fans, like your supporter groups. But then, like, then LAFC has, like, bro, like, you guys been irrelevant for like the last 10 years. Like,
yeah, 10 years. Oh, 2014 was the last.
Like, yeah, like some of you guys were freaking in elementary, graduating elementary school before your team was good.
Yeah.
Like, now you guys, like, it's it just keep it there. Keep it to the team aspect. When the minute you get it to the point where, like, talking about somebody's appearance is just too far, too much. Mm-hmm. Like, death threats, you're not going to kill nobody. Relax. Yeah. Yeah. Like, Twitter fingers. Like, so just keep it. Try to keep it funny, but classy at the same time.
Yeah. I think going back to what you're asking, like, I do enjoy seeing the buildup of the banter starting on social media before the game. Yeah. Like, I do enjoy that. I think it's great. I think it's cute. I think it's funny. And I think that that's how it should be, right? Like, nothing too beyond, like, nothing going out of the boundaries, but still, like, spicing it up, like, giving it that, like, excitement, like,
the
creating
memes, like, Juan, our guy Juan, he got banned from Twitter. Hey, they brought him back. Like, they brought him back right before.
We almost sent an Elon message. Like, you were mad.
They brought him back right just in time for El Tráfico. So,
hey, good
Juan. Shout out to him. Yeah, a good
Juan. I still have to meet him one of these games. Like, I usually, like, take my pregame too seriously and always miss him. But I swear, one of these games, I'm going to hang out with him.
We got to link up with a good one.
I have yet to meet him in person, but he's always supporting us. Giving us great feedback and being our supportive system.
But so first of all, also contributing to the banter on social media.
First of all, calling Ramsey the Ramsey foo. Highlight of my life.
But yeah, anyway, like, just the memes, the old, bringing back the old tweets, or like, Even I really appreciate the creativity behind both teams, like, putting content out there on their platforms. Like, I think they both know what they're doing, and I forget, like, Galaxy said something about, like, they posted something like the week of or the week before, and I felt, you know, some type of way, and I'm like, wait, what are you trying to say here? But that's just the purpose of it, right? Yeah. And then LAFC goes and posts something, and I'm just like, that's my team. Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, it's fun.
First of all, I think one of, like, the record for LAFC coming to this game was 3-2-3 or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, or 2-1-3 or whatever, something one around there. Right. And they're like, even the record stats. The record shows who's the real LA team.
Yeah, and even like the match day, like, post for Galaxy, people were talking about the fact that, like, they try to use, like, the freeways, and, like, Puig was in one and Peck was in the other, and I don't know who else was, but it looked like Puig was going to Pasadena. So people were like, bro, like, you clearly don't know. Transplant. You're not from LA. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So even little things like that, like, people are so quick to catch on to those things, and I think that regardless, like, it's so dope to see, and, like, that is the attachment that we want. That is the banter that we want. That's what we want to see.
Another one I saw was after the game, LAFC posted that graphic, like, get in the car, son. We're going
home. Yeah, that was.
And then Galaxy fans were pointing at LAFC using a, you know, straight out of Compton, like, type thing for, and they're like, yo, Carson's closer to Compton than it is to your stadium. So, like, kind of like that back and forth stuff. You know, like, I like that. I like that stuff.
And then, did you guys see the Eclipse one?
No, I didn't
see that one. So there's like this, it was like this meme, and it was just like, it was the eclipse, and it was like the moon in front of the sun, but then the eclipse showed 2-1. I don't know. It was just really funny. I just think that it's cool, like, that you can kind of go off of that. And obviously, if it was the other way around, I'm pretty sure Galaxy would be doing the same thing. But
yeah. Even the flag they had, like, for the first year of the rivalry, they had a flag. It was LAFC. It was black and red, like, their colors. And under the flag, it said, keeping kids away from Carson.
like the dare.
Yeah, like the dare.
So
like,
the dare reference.
They get so creative, yo. And then even the Galaxy fans with the Chivas piñata.
Oh yeah. At their pregame, the tailgates. Yeah.
And I mean, I think this stuff is what we love to see, and it makes sports fun, and the rivalry and that the intensity, like, it ramps up, like, from Monday of the week, because you know, things kind of die down from the weekend, and then Monday hits, and all of a sudden you're starting to see, oh shoot, you know, on social media, like, the everything just starts boiling up, and then once the match hit, you know, the TIFO went up, the fans were loud, the game, like, started with a quick goal, like, it's crazy how, like, it just feels like it's eventized. It's
yeah.
And a lot of that is done by design. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is done by MLS being like circling this game on the calendar, saying, look, we need to focus this because this is a big game. We need to get viewers. We need to get, you know, put a marketing push behind it or whatever. But I feel like a lot of it is organic too, where it's like fans also have this, mm-hmm. you know, regardless of what's being pushed on by MLS, by LA Galaxy, by LAFC. They have this game circled. You know, people were talking about it 2 weeks ago, yep. like, oh, you going to El Tráfico? Are we going to see you El Tráfico? You guys going to El Tráfico? All this uh-huh. and that. And you see it kind of boil up to this crescendo, and all of a sudden, you know, you're in the game. You hear the fans
stakes
chanting.
Stakes are high.
And then, boom, Timmy Tillman scores a freaking goal, like, 5 minutes in. And then Galaxy answer. They answer pretty yeah. quick, too. Like, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes after that.
Maybe, like, 20.
Yeah.
And 20 Ricky Puig talking trash to other players.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
he's an intense little firecracker.
Yeah, mm-hmm. he's always starting stuff up. Always up, yeah. like, and that's why I like a player like that you know gets in people's faces, that you know is yeah. the heartbeat of the team and does stuff like that. I feel like he's a guy that from the other team state like point of view, like I can't stand mm-hmm. that guy, but from your teams, like I love that guy. And those yeah. are the types of players across, there's players like that in all sports, mm-hmm. you know, like the Patrick Beverleys, you know, the Richard Shermans, like all these types of guys who like to talk, who are annoying to mm-hmm. opposing fans but become so endeared to by the home fans, yeah. like that's the type of like players I love watching.
Yeah, I don't know who LAFC has this year that it does.
Kellen
was
that.
Yeah. Kellen embraced that role. Like yeah. Yeah. Kellen was like first. It would be like a push, like 30 yards from him, and you're like, hey, what's
yeah.
up? Like,
all of a sudden, he yeah, comes like, flying in.
Kellen
yeah.
was, wanted all the smoke, but I don't know who yeah. will be the player this year to step up for that. Like I think it's a lot of level-headed, like they all like
yeah.
good footwork players. That like right. there's not that angry player. Murillo, but Murillo does it like he does it when the cameras don't show.
Yeah. Yeah. You brought something up, and I had three things that I wanted to touch on. Three things. That's crazy.
Three things.
I can't remember but the first one I do remember. Wait, hold on. The first one was about Apple TV. The second one is about the players, but the first one, Apple TV, as far as viewership, I saw somewhere, and I'm trying to remember the account, and I saw it very quickly because I had a 5 minute break today at work, and then I had to leave. I literally clicked on IG, then I realized like if I go on IG, I'm gonna get stuck here, so I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah.
But I saw very briefly a quote about how like MLS signed with Apple TV, and like it's a global, you know, like partnership platform, and to up the viewership, but at the same time, the game that everyone was trying to watch, which is the Tráfico, was at the same time as other games as well. So mm-hmm. only like the local people were able to enjoy and watch the game, because they were also trying to watch their local right. game. So like right, if I'm right, at right, in Portland, right, I'm trying to watch my team, yeah. but I'm also trying to watch that.
Yeah.
So
they
I
gotta
think
make it, they gotta make it like a prime time
yeah,
type slot.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it at the Sunday night, or what was it, Saturday night.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
They have to figure out like the timing of it, because I think that if anything, maybe this game kind of ups the ante to that, of like, hey, this is a game we have to consider in terms of like timing,
yeah,
so that it's accessible to everyone,
right.
not only just free because people want to watch it, but also like the time wise,
right?
You
and
know
I,
what
yeah
I mean?
And I think that makes sense. It happens in other sports too, you know.
Yeah,
you have your prime time slots,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't know that about, you know, the it being on like in parallel with other games.
Yeah,
but it makes sense for this one to be its own slot,
right? Exactly.
Or like maybe like another
like
Portland,
or Sunday
Seattle
game,
or like some of these other
Galaxy,
like
San
top
Jose,
top
whatever.
Level like Inter Miami versus mm-hmm. I don't know Nashville or whoever, mm-hmm. like these big level matches to mm-hmm. put into like their own slot
to be
like.
Accessible.
Yeah,
yeah.
I thought they did that. Do they not?
I guess they didn't think about it, and I can't remember the source, so it wasn't something that I like thought about. It was something I read on some Instagram page that I follow. So shout out to whoever put that out.
That's
but that was something I didn't
there.
Consider, huh?
That's good journalism.
Yeah, great journalism.
Your
yeah,
sources.
You see, it's just I couldn't do it. I was like,
right.
I looked and I read it. And I was like, wait, I can't be doing this.
Right.
And then I thought, then that's
Damn,
a good
that
point.
Good.
Yeah,
that is a great point.
And then I couldn't find it because I didn't even like it.
Right,
yeah,
because
right.
they do have Sunday games that
they do. They
it
do.
Could be
yeah.
like its own game, like on Sunday, like
exactly
give it all the attention it deserves, because it is a big game. Or like, you know how like most leagues have like their rivalry day, like which is like you'll see the Argentinians, Boca playing River, Barcelona playing Real Madrid, like And then EPO has like a few of them as well. Like, I feel like they should like join that trend and just make that game around that day, because I feel like it's a day for somebody from like early morning to late night watch soccer.
Yeah. I mean, I think that that's maybe where it'll lead to. I think right now it's just like the growing pains behind the game, the growing pains behind a rivalry that's this big and that's only going to continue to grow. So definitely a learning process, a learning experience. And this is what, our first, second-ish year with Apple TV, so maybe that's also second something season. Else to consider. The other thing I was going to mention was I wanted to talk about the fact that this was John McCarthy's first home game, first game back at BMO after leaving LAFC. And one thing I wanted to point out is just I just really appreciate how thoughtful LAFC is behind recognizing and welcoming back their former players. Like, I think that that is so respectful, and not just like the team, the organization itself, but also the supporters. Like, they were super, you weren't there because you'd never show up early, but before the game started, when the players warm up, they had like a whole like welcoming video graphic and sign, and they were cheering on John McCarthy onto the field as he was warming up. And I think that that just speaks volumes of the team and like who they are and like what they're trying to create. And I don't know, like, you can tell me if I'm wrong, but like, this is the first time I've seen something like that where like they get to like welcome someone back that, like, you know, wholeheartedly.
They did a little bit with Chicho. When
Chicho like out. As an organization, LAFC. Right. They've done it with Chicho.
But the fans, but they didn't do like a video for Chicho though.
It wasn't a video. It just said, "Welcome back, John McCarthy."
Okay, so like a visual.
Just like a display. Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it with, what's his name? Number 7 that left.
Blessings. No. I'm not saying LA. LAFC.
LAFC from a
does
team
it really
perspective.
Well as a team perspective. I don't think I've seen it anywhere else.
Gotcha. I don't think.
I can't name another instance of that happening, but I'm pretty sure I know for a fact that's happened
in other sports as well.
Even in soccer. I don't follow other teams closely enough. I know when what's the dude from Seattle who's now in Orlando, Lodiero.
Yeah.
So when he comes back to Seattle, they're for sure gonna do something for him, because he's been like, he was a legend for them.
The camaraderie to that, I think, is great. And I think we should continue.
And then in Europe, when a player scores against his former team, a lot of times they won't celebrate.
Like, remember what happened with like Messi when he went, or was it Messi or Neymar?
Ronaldinho, when he came back to Barcelona, they had just won the champions, and he started the league with them. And then Puyol comes like, "Hey, come take the picture with us in the title." Like, there's been
It happens a lot.
But you have to be a legendary player, like
McCarthy.
McCarthy
made himself a legend.
Won a championship. He gave LAFC. Without McCarthy, there's no LAFC championship. And that's what it is.
Yeah. So it was cool to see him, and it's also nerve wracking, right? Because it's just like, man, like, we know what you're capable of. And now you're playing with the ops, and you're here.
And I thought he did a pretty
good
job.
He did a good job.
He's up a lot of good goals.
Yeah,
he did a good job, I think, all things considered.
What have you thought about Lloris so far this season?
What do you think? What are your thoughts there?
I think he's been great. I think some of the goals that came in were like just...
I think he's done bangers. Like very.
Yeah,
he's been solid.
He's done some pretty great saves. Like,
our defense has
some
been
that I'm like, I see it and I'm just like looking twice because I'm like, wait, did that go in or no? But like, he blocks it. Mm-hmm. I think in general as a team dynamic for LAFC needs to get stronger, because obviously they haven't been starting. Their start has been a little bit on the edge, and I just think that that's like a team dynamic shift.
Yeah.
But I think it's growing into what it could potentially be.
Yeah. So what is this the win that turns the season around for LAFC, or not turns it around? Obviously, we're still very early, but maybe sparks a push to where they maybe things click and they start improving.
Yeah, I think all things considered, yes. Like, I think it's that moment of realization where if you take a step back and you reflect on the event, like, this was a big game, like, and it meant a lot. Like, it meant a lot to take down your rival. It meant a lot to take them off their winning streak.
Their
and it meant
horse.
A lot to win at home. Mm. If you were able to accomplish...
It was the Galaxy's first loss of the season.
Exactly. And against LAFC. So it's like all of those things considered, I think you have to use that to like elevate your game, to elevate your drive, and to like recognize that like you have the potential as a team to be great. What needs to happen so that you can continue to take that to the next level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like we all know this team is not going to be this team in 4 months.
Right.
Like rumors upon rumors coming in. Carlos Vela still undecided. Like he's still on his mental health break. So like this is great momentum because like right now what they're looking for is the base players. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of base because there's going to be a lot of change. And I feel like that's been LAFC's MO for the last 3 years. Like it start off with a certain team and then by the end, them July transfers be coming.
Right.
Coming. So yeah, like it's going to be a whole different team, but it gives them momentum. Like the younger players, especially because there's a lot of young players in LAFC right now.
Yeah, yeah.
And it gives them that confidence to play a little bit more aggressive, not shy away from like going forward or doing what they brought you to do. Be magical with your feet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All these young players, you can see that they're real technical. Oliveira, Bogues, Omar Campos as a back. Like he's quick. Martinez, like, there's a lot of great technical players, but they're still, I believe they're like, most all of them are under 23. So there's a lot of young players, and it's great confidence for these young players to beat your rivals, to see, like, and look how this 32-52, like, one of the best fan bases in MLS, how they treat you after winning those type of games. They embrace you. They embrace you with open arms, and, like, mm-hmm. you gave them, like, trash to talk for, like, a week at least, so, mm-hmm. and they love you for that, and you can see them, like, the sha-la-la-la, like, at the end, like,
yeah.
like, some of these players haven't seen it yet. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not been, like, a great start to the season. So, it's great momentum moving forward and giving them the confidence.
Yeah. Yeah, and on the flip side, I think, I don't think this loss will send Galaxy into a tailspin. I think it'll make them hungrier, and that game on July 4th is going to be... It's gonna be wild. Last year was crazy too. I think this year is gonna mm-hmm. build on. It's gonna be bigger than that. I think, especially with this first game. I thought this was the best case scenario for LA Galaxy in terms of like the next meeting. Like you wanted something kind of iffy to go down. Maybe a 3-2 scoreline might have been better, so we could see a little more goals. But from an events standpoint, like you wanted to see Galaxy like have something to try to take revenge on in their next
year.
And I think with the way they've been playing, I don't know if I don't think they're too good of a team to let a one questionable loss ruin their momentum. And I think moving forward that July 4th game is going to have some playoff
impact. Yeah, and not even like not even only LAFC, like the rumors that have been around LA Galaxy, the players they're going to bring in
right.
summer is going it's going to be too like
it's an arms race.
Yeah, right, it's going to be tight and again tight and like it's gonna be two big teams, two powerful teams, two cup contending teams, favorites to win it all, going at it, and it's gonna be like, honestly, a European roster that you can see doing big things in Europe. So like, it's gonna be crazy. I'm hyped just thinking about the names that are being thrown out.
Yeah, and we've only seen these teams like really good. Once, like both of them,
yeah,
and that was a couple years ago. And that playoff game was I mean, one of the best games I've mm-hmm. ever watched. And I think it got overshadowed a little bit by the final, which was was that the next game or two games
after
that,
right?
Because that was the semis, yeah. So that was what was the score? 4-3?
4-3?
It was like 4-3
like
or 3-2,
something like that.
Chicho winning goal in extra time or in stoppage time.
Yeah.
And that was one of the best games I'd ever seen until 2 weeks later we saw the final.
Yeah.
So when both of these teams, and we've been saying this forever, like the league is better when both of these teams are good. Like when these two teams are good, MLS is better as a whole, and it gets the East Coast bias. It balances it out a little bit because obviously, I mean, Messi's going to be Messi. Messi's going to get all the eyes, and he deserves it. He's earned it, whatever. But if we can get something else other than Messi in MLS, I think that's gonna make it less top heavy.
Shout out to William Kuntz. This is two of his teams that he's, well, not going to give Thornton his flowers, but this is what William has worked to have two great teams in LA right now.
And I think like they were cutting to him in the stands. Like he's kind of gained this like celebrity status. Yeah. Like they're not doing that for any other GM in the league. You know what I mean? Like they're not doing that
because they know like the impact he's made on both teams. Like
yeah.
Like everybody was like, oh, I don't know why we're bringing this guy. They let go of the guy you guys wanted to leave. He left,
right.
And this guy was just all right. Let me cook. Like let me show you. I've been wanting this like leading job. Of course, he wasn't going to get it at LAFC because Thornton's been doing an amazing job as well. So, like, it's 1A versus against 1A right now. Who's a better GM? And they're both having a slow, like, a great signing year where they can go for GM of the year as well.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hey, like, we want those rivalries to extend to stuff like awards off the field, too. So that's awesome. But before we wrap things up, is there anything else that you guys wanted to bring
really?
Up?
Oh.
I know, it seemed like.
I know.
We're here at like the 40.
Just shout out to their Tifo. I think that was.
Oh my God, yes.
Sick, bruh.
Yes.
Yo, that Tifo was so dope. Like, and mind you, like where I was standing, I couldn't really see the full thing as it was going up. So I was like, wait, what is that? And as I like moved further and further and I saw it and like I saw the vision, I was just like, yo, like shout out to the 3252 for just the amount of. You can tell like the passion, the love, the effort, the ambition,
hour spent.
The creativity, the dedication shows in the work that they bring, not just like the day of the games, but before, after, the involvement in community events, all of that. Like, and that Tifo just, it was just so dope.
And it had
so
all the supporter groups on like they're
tagged like, up tagged the LA up reference
like, yeah
like
yeah.
If you know
right
and that building, was such a big yeah. thing of like the building being like yeah. tagged up with all the graffiti from LA, you know, like the LA culture, so to see that, you know, embedded in the Tifo, I thought that was so sick. Like if I was a player and I saw that, I feel like that would kind of like get me going and like give me more reason to like take it home or right. keep it at home.
So I've been to like other stadiums as we have as well. But I don't think I've seen like any other team. Like I probably believe like the 3252 must have like, or may have like the best TIFOs in all MLS. Because I've been to other few ones, not all of them, but like even on TV, I don't see nobody doing better TIFOs than
there's one,
LAFC.
There's one, and I can't remember if it was Portland or Seattle, but it was a Portland versus Seattle game. I think it might have even been before. Who joined the league first? Was Portland in the league? Because they're both expansion teams. I don't remember. But one of the teams was not in the league yet. And I think it was Portland. And I think it was Portland that
I feel
had,
like Seattle might be before.
Yeah, I think for some reason Seattle.
Yeah, and then Portland had this unbelievable TIFO. And this was when they were still part of USL.
No, yeah, because Portland came in. After, because they were part of the USL, then they became an MLS
team.
Yeah,
yeah. So I think it would have been around like 2008, 2009, that time frame. But I remember, I don't know if we did a story about it on the site or if I was just looking up like best MLS TIFOs mm-hmm. ever. And the one that they had was crazy. And mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, on a consistent basis, like LAFC, like. Maybe it's because
even the Dragon Ball Z one after the creator passed away.
Yeah, that was sick. Right.
Yeah, like we're Super Saiyan.
That is such a core memory.
Paradise City one.
Yeah,
it went hard. The one before the Champions League final. Yeah, was
the
crazy.
Mortal Kombat. No, was it Mortal Kombat? Was it?
It was Mortal. It might have been Mortal Kombat. Yeah. I don't remember. I always get it wasn't Street Fighter, so it must have been Mortal Kombat. Yeah. So the art, the amount of work that it takes to do that. And I know Portland also does really cool TIFOs on a consistent basis as well. The Timbers Army is the,
I'm going to check it out this weekend.
Yeah, you should. I don't know if they'll have a TIFO before that game. They do
show up before the game starts and you'll see it.
Yeah. Damn. Called them out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be in Portland. 48. I did a 24-hour trip last year. This year is going to be about 60 hours in Portland.
That trip had already been happening.
Yeah, so this year, hopefully I get to see it. But we are going to be probably sitting by the somebody have to walk around.
And I don't know if they do a TIFO before every game.
Yeah.
Either. So I know they do it before big games. They did
this is a big game. Portland hate LA people. You had an experience with that.
That's true. I know. That is true.
Firsthand.
Firsthand, yeah.
Portland.
They're getting in on me, man.
Damn.
I mean, shout out to them. They're passionate folks.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. overall. Right. Shout out to LA. We're winning.
And LA wins again. You know, yeah. this is great. We're all looking forward. We're going to be there at July 4th. We're going to be there when they meet in the playoffs, hopefully.
Bridge said, "I'm gonna be rough, man."
We did swear off Rose Bowl after last.
Yeah, we did say that.
Yeah, honestly, I am so down to go.
Host a watch party.
Yeah, I'm down to host a watch party. I just can't deal with Rose Bowl traffic. Or like, if we do,
stay in Pasadena. Last
year we stayed in Pasadena the night before.
We got to do it the night.
Stay in Pasadena. We stayed in the same hotel as Ricky Puig's family. Shout out to John for getting us that hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if we do, we gotta stay there.
Yeah,
we gotta figure it out.
Go to downtown Pasadena, get hammered, and go back to the hotel.
Allegedly. All right. Let's wrap things up there because I think that's a good place to end things on. Shouts to everybody who's been watching. Shouts to everyone who's been listening. This has been another episode of the Urban Pitch Podcast, The Beautiful Game of Life, part of the Bleep Network. For Julio Matores and Bridget Flores, I'm Ramsey Abushala. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.